let's get into God's Word, okay? And what I want to share with you to start off is a little reminder. What did you get when you got born again? What is the new birth? What did you get along with the gift of Holy Spirit when you got born again? What are some of the great realities we have?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. The righteousness of God. We've been
great peace.
Great peace. We have His joy. We have access with Him. We have the nine manifestations. We're loaded. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden, well, I don't know if it was all of a sudden when you got born again, but there was a point in your life where you confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you believed in your heart God raised Him from the dead, and you got saved. A whole new life began for you. A whole new spiritual life became present within you that will last for eternity, forever and ever. Wow, what a change. But with that comes what I titled the believer's biggest challenge. Because guess what is still hanging in there in your life? The old man flesh.
He's hanging in the backyard from a tree.
He is still there. He did not disappear, right? So here we have the old man or old nature. And now all of a sudden we have this new nature that is so fantastic that we want to live. I think we want to live now this new nature, right?
Yeah.
So the biggest challenge the believer has today is the challenge of living the spiritual life or the flesh life. How do we deal with this? My goodness, here's the flesh, here's the spirit, and it's the battle that we have, spirit versus flesh life. Wow. So, which one do you want to live? We want to live the spirit life, don't we? Yeah, there's some great things that encourage us about the spiritual life that we want to pay attention to. So in Romans, if you want to follow along in the scriptures, I've written them down in my notes here, so I can quote them here from my notes. But let's see what the scriptures say about living in the spirit versus living in the flesh. So Romans 8, we're going to go there, and we'll jump into verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the
flesh,
but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. All right, so there's the battle, those two things. Now, for to be carnally minded, verse 6 says, is
death.
That's the end result. But to be spiritually minded is
life
and peace. Wow. Which one do you want?
Life and peace.
We want the life and peace. We want to live that spiritual life. Now, verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity, it's against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, verse 8, they that are in the flesh cannot what?
Please
God. So as much as people try to please God in the flesh, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I mean, we see so many religions out there. That's what they're all about, is what can I do to please God in the flesh? You know, they'll do things to their physical body, to like they're believing in God and they're sacrificing for Him. Do we need to sacrifice for God? No, Jesus Christ, His Son, did it once and for all. Yeah. So, yeah, there it is. So then, or verse 9, let's look at verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Mm-hmm. How do you know?
Because
we operate manifestations, right? Speaking in tongues is a great one. They knew on the day of Pentecost they had it because they were speaking in tongues. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what a great reality. It's the greatest day of my life when I spoke in tongues in 1967 in the farm in Ohio. Because I knew without a shadow of a doubt I was born again of God's Spirit. I had the Spirit, I had eternal life. Oh my gosh. Okay. Verse 9. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Okay? And if Christ be in you, the body is what? Dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Boy, we can really see the difference here, right? But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, boy, he's really making a point here, right? Mm-hmm. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Quicken means make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. What a lifestyle. Certainly, in light of this big challenge, we want to live the spiritual life. Well, verse 12 says, and this kind of nails it, kind of the theme verse in a sense, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. In light of what we just read here, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you live through the Spirit, you mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. You shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Wow. Galatians, let's take a look. A few more verses here I want to share with you along these lines. A big challenge, not easy. I mean, we are challenged because this flesh life wants to have our attention, right? It's there. The old man's not running away. He wants to do his thing. Galatians 3:3. Let's take a look at this. Of course, Galatians is a reproof correction epistle. So there's that flavor in there. We see this in verse 3 of chapter 3. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? So, hey, if we got the Spirit, we know what we have. Why would we want to live in the flesh? So we're not debtors to the flesh. Really, we're debtors to the Spirit. Galatians 5, look at verse 16 of chapter 5. This, I say then, in light of really what we've been talking about, this challenge of walking by the, you know, living the old man flesh or the new man spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Man, if we can stay focused on the spiritual life, that flesh is not going to be so influential. It's a challenge, I know. We all are challenged. I know I am challenged with the flesh life. And it's there. So we have to deal with it. We have to deal with it. But the key here is to walk by the Spirit. Live by the Spirit. So how do we do that? This is what we want to focus in on. Okay, we've seen both sides. I want to live by the Spirit, so how can I walk by the Spirit? Great question. It's a great key. All right? Verse 17. I want to read this verse. Chapter 5, 17, Galatians. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. You know, the old flesh don't like that Spirit. The old man says, what's this new guy hanging around? I don't like that. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Boy, oh boy, don't we get in a quagmire? Is that a right
quagmire?
Quagmire. Quagmire. You know, what are we going to do here? You know, it's the flesh, we got all these responsibilities and situations going on, and yet, hey, I got the Spirit of God in me. I want to really walk by that Spirit. Now, how do we walk by the Spirit? How do you use the Spirit? Well, certainly, and I think this is obvious, we can use the manifestations of the Spirit, right? So if you're going to walk by the Spirit, speak in tongues much is a great way to get that mind thinking spiritual, right? Speak in tongues. But all of these other manifestations come into play too. You know, we heard testimonies this morning about walking by the Spirit, right? And you put yourselves in perfect situations, you know, Dan and Rebecca, walking by the Spirit, blessing other people. It's not about their life, it's about others that they touch. And God opens that door. God leads. Same with Al, talking to that guy at work. That's walking by the Spirit, getting revelation, and then doing it. Because the old man had a fight with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to this guy. He's a,
out to lunch.
After lunch. But we walk by the Spirit, and then we do it. We do it. And wow, what a privilege it is. You know, we make intercessions for the saints. We're doing the things in the Spirit that matter, that really matter. What other things can we do to walk by the Spirit? What about, what does the new man feed on?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. God's Word. Man can't live by
bread alone.
Yeah, I always like to say the Southern California version is, man can't live by burritos alone. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We got to keep our head into God's Word. That's spiritual food, right? Man, oh man. And it is so key that, you know, we're not going to carry a Bible around. And, you know, I tell you what, people, you know how people carry their phones and it's always, wouldn't that be nice if that had the Word of God right there? And you can.
But blue letter.
You can do that.
Everybody has it.
Yeah. You know, the old man, how do you strengthen the old man? I don't know if you notice, my biceps are a little bigger than normal. I've been exercising my flesh, right? We go to the gym a little bit, do a few exercises, and very few, but some. And, we exercise the flesh body, but we want to exercise the Spirit.
You want to exorcise the old man.
Yeah. So if we put our head in the Word. What about fellowship? What are you getting blessed here? I hope so. I mean, we're hearing testimonies. We're hearing the Word of God. Later, but in September, we'll have that. That would be wonderful. Okay. Verse 24, I don't know if you're still in Galatians chapter 5. And they that are after Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Okay, good idea. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So we're going to walk in the Spirit. Now, we saw this in Galatians 5:16, where it says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That word in verse 16, you know, hang with me here, verse 16, that walk is a Greek word that's translated peripateo, and it means peri is around. It literally means to walk around, okay, which makes sense. We walk around in the Spirit. Okay. Now, this word in 25, verse 25, let us also walk in the Spirit, different word. And it's stocheo. I know I'm not pronouncing this very well, but that's the Greek word. And it means to walk according to rules. You walk orderly. Okay, it's not just walking around, but it's walking with specific order, with rules. And in Acts 21:24, that same word is used, and it's translated walk orderly. Okay? So, what is it to walk by the rules or orderly? Is to walk by the Word of God, what we know the Word of God says, right? We follow the Scriptures. We follow the Spirit. Okay.
That's what the NLT says with that verse is great.
Is that saying?
It says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
What verse was that one that you read there?
525 NLT.
Oh. Yeah. What was the one with peripateo?
Well, that was 16, 516. So a little different. Let's finish up here. We're closing up Galatians 6:8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Mm. Yeah, again, this is just part of walking by the Spirit, living by the Spirit. We sow to the Spirit. We put our effort in spiritual matters more so than the flesh. Now, yeah, we got to live by the flesh. Yeah, we still exercise. We still do things in the flesh. But what's in our heart is the spiritual. What counts spiritually? Okay? That's the heart of what we want to get to, living that new man. And verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Boy, I know so many times, and I guess I'm thinking about my personal life, so many times I do what I believe the spiritual way to go on it, and yet the flesh is, it's a battle. I mean, I should be doing this, my flesh old man says. But I know spiritually this is the right way. But I don't see the results right away. But what's the key? If we faint not. So hang in there. If God's working in you and you might not see it right away, don't faint. Stay faithful. Stay with it. As we have therefore opportunity, and this is part of living that new man, this is what he loves to do. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men.
Yeah.
Yeah? We bless people. It's not about me so much, it's about others that I could help. Especially unto them that are of the household of faith, right? Yeah, fellow believers, whatever I can do to bless other believers. I want to do that. We want to do that. Okay? So, let us face this challenge. Let us recognize the challenge, this big challenge, flesh and spirit, and let's walk by the Spirit. We have everlasting life to look forward to, and we have a fellowship with the Heavenly Father forever. So,
no problem.
Let's continue.
The victory is guaranteed.
Yeah. Now, there's one more point that I would like to make here that I think will be helpful in focusing on living by the Spirit. And I want to share this with you to close out, because it's a great point and very important if we're going to really live by the Spirit. This is what we want to do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
you want to sing along, you can sing. Sing your eyes upon Jesus. Father, thank you for your wonderful love and grace in our life. Thank you for the spiritual life that we have resident within. What a blessing, what a joy, what a privilege, and what a love that made it all available. And Father, may we live the love of God that you've sown in our heart through the Spirit and walk by that wonderful Spirit. And thank you for your forgiveness. We fall short every day, but the next moment as we look to you and walk by the Spirit, it's a new day. It's a new life. It's a new minute. It's a new hour. It's a new privilege each and every time. So, Father, thank you for working within us to be our best for you, because you are your best for us. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless your hearts.
We like what's new, not what's old. The new man, not the old man.